There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do want to give a congratulations to Peterlin, who's going to be on Afternoon Drive now with Nick Wilson. Congratulations to him. Usually I would take a bunch of pot shots here and say a bunch of nasty things, but I talked to Anthony yesterday. I go, no, I don't want to do that. I remember it was a difficult transition for you and I many moons ago, and there were a lot of times where we were a little unsure of things and how they were going to go to this way or that. And
I was applying for TV jobs in other cities.
Yes, you were. And so you also applied for a radio job in another city as well.
There was one in L.A. There was one in Phoenix. I was ready.
There was one in Las Vegas as well. So I didn't want to... I don't want to do that to Peterlin. It can be a difficult process, and we wish them all the best. I heard a little bit yesterday, and I go, okay, this really he challenges Nick on a lot of things, and I said this could be very, very good. So I'm wishing Peterlin the very best of success, and wishing Nick the very best of success with him. However, I do have a very strong bone to pick with Nick over something that he said yesterday that flatly isn't true. And if he felt he heard it that way, I have to correct him on it because it's simply not true. I never said this. I don't believe I ever even insinuated it. Away we go.
I'm going to say he starts to look better as the weeks go on.
Is he going to get to at least 4 yards a carry by the time we're 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks
from now? Stop making it about the yard.
It's about
how he looks.
Part of it.
It's about, yeah, but it's not the end-all, be-all. When you have crappy O-line play, he's 3 weeks,
we're going to have a better offensive line all of a sudden next year? Like, if you want to bring him back next year, you think we're going to have this great offensive line in the snap of a finger?
I would imagine there are things you can do.
Probably going to play behind a pretty bad offensive line next year.
Yeah, okay.
If you bring him back, which I don't know that you will.
All right, but getting back to it, nobody expect the offensive line to be this bad. Because Bill Callahan didn't matter that much, according to Ken Carman and everybody else out there, all of a sudden it looks like Bill Callahan matters. So I'm imagining if you got an offensive line coach who knew his head from his ass, you might be all of a sudden you get better. These football players didn't forget how to football. Maybe they're not being asked to do the things that they're good at.
That was about Nick Chubb to start things off, and I'm going, oh, hello, Nick's, or Lima, you sent that to me. And I went, I never said that about Bill Callahan. I never said that whatsoever. I said it was more important to talk about the replacement of Bill Callahan. Bill Callahan's a man in his 60s. He was never going to be here forever. We're lucky to get 4 great years with Bill Callahan. And he was definitely a help to this organization with the run game, having his office right next to Kevin Stefanski. I mean, this is a former head coach of both high college and obviously was a head coach in a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I mean, he comes with a great resume and he's a great football coach. I never said he didn't matter. I never, ever, 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 ever said he didn't matter. I said it was more important because of that. Who do you replace him with? Because you can't keep coaches forever. So you're going to have to replace him with certainly assistant coaches. You can't keep assistant coaches forever. Who are you going to replace Bill Callahan with? That was my issue.
Well,
and Andy Dickerson might be my issue.
I remember we did throw it out as a topic of how impactful it will be moving on from Callahan. And my whole point is, like, life goes on. You know, I had some confidence in the hiring process because I thought Stefanski had been able to do that in the past. Yeah. But at the same time, I did say, look, we can't all say collectively that Callahan was a huge, huge advantage that we had, and then the minute he's out the door, not that big of an advantage.
I didn't think he would, and I never said that. In fact, there were people who did that, and I can't name names because I don't remember, but I will swear in a Bible there were definitely media members who said that, and I said, no, that's not true. But what is more important, because he was never going to be here forever, especially as an assistant, what's more important is that you replace him with the right guy who knows what he's doing with the offense, and then we can tell who has helped and who has not been able to help. Because, yes, Bill Callahan's entire role was a little bit more pronounced than we classically think. And offensive line coaches are more important than I think a lot of people recognize. Joe Thomas has always said that. Now, I know he's a former offensive lineman, but he's also the guy who said offensive line coaches and defensive backs coaches, because there's just so many of them on a roster, that you have to have very capable people who know what they're doing to be able to coach both of those levels. And if you don't, you're going to have problems. The Browns are having problems right now. And I think, well, you still have a lot of the same, and I know there's been injuries, but you still have a lot of the same ingredients of what you had before. So why are we having problems? All right, then I guess I have to look in the general direction of Andy Dickerson, don't I? And maybe some of that's not his fault. I don't know. But because you still have a lot of the same people, I have to start to go, what question, well, what is your role? What are you doing? Why are we 2-7? Why are we getting sacked so often? I mean, Jameis was sacked, what, 6 times again on Sunday? Which the Browns had 6 sacks in the first half, and then it got completely shut off in the second half. So they were able to make adjustments with the Chargers. So where are we at with this offensive line to make this thing any better whatsoever? Like, DeJuan Jones is over at left tackle. All right, well, where's Jed Wills, who's supposed to be the number 10 overall pick? Like, you understand where I'm going? You already know where I'm going with all this. Well, who picked Jed Wills? Okay, does DeJuan Jones end up making up for that because he's a fourth-round guy? Well, you see, Ken DeJuan Jones had to have help with chips and on stuff with people going up against Joey Bosa. Yeah, it's his second ever start in the NFL at left tackle. You're probably going to need to be able to chip him against a guy who's been an all-pro before. Probably going to need a little bit of help there. I don't think that that's something that is...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is a bad thing for a guy who's played a lot of right tackle and told me point blank to my face in a radio interview that he is not comfortable playing left tackle. DeJuan Jones said that. I didn't make it up.
I think, Kenny, we have been spoiled for so long with not just good offensive play, good offensive line play, the best in the NFL.
Yes.
And we've had it for so
long. And maybe we're having trouble realizing where it's been. Like, I had to brush off the old conversations when Tony Pashos was playing right tackle. And then I feel bad about that because I know Tony Pashos was playing hurt. Big
always.
Day for Tony Pashos, by the way, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think the issue that I had with the previous quarterback is that we didn't have a way to really evaluate the offensive line, because we know that Deshaun was somebody who ran himself into sacks consistently, even in Houston, even when things were really good for Watson. He took a ton of sacks. So that didn't stop. In fact, it only got worse this year in Cleveland with the Browns. And yeah, we all saw the glaring issue from Jed Wills at left tackle. And they had injuries. They had a lot of injuries. But with Jameis, that first week back against Baltimore, it was like, wow, all of a sudden, the offensive line is holding up. And then we got right back to kind of the same last week. And, you know, there's also more tape on guys, too, so that adds to it. So I think it's going to be really hard to talk offensive line the rest of the year. Like, it's going to be really hard to try to figure out, you know, who's a keeper and who's not.
If it's so hard, then, to talk about offensive line for the rest of the year, and we continuously say that, then I think it, to continuously we're going to leave it at the doorstep of Andy Dickerson. Because as we are finding out assistant coaches, we don't talk about them very often because we like to complain about the head coach. And that's why they get paid that, because they're going to be complained about. But we find out how important it is with good assistant coaches and a good staff, and why you need to not just have the right people, but when you lose good people, and Bill Callahan's certainly good at what he does, you need to replace him with the right people. Now, I don't ever think, and I never claim to think, that Andy Dickerson would be in the same vein right now as Bill Callahan, but we can't have just three good offensive line coaches in the history of football, and we happen to have one of them for 4 years, and then that's it, and there's no other good offensive line coaches. Like, somebody else has to be honing their skills and being good at being an offensive line coach, then maybe being an offensive coordinator, and then maybe being a head coach in the NFL. A la the way Bill Callahan went up and then came back down off the hill and has still ended up being one of the finer coaches in all the NFL. Like, that's something we need to discuss and we need to recognize. But I find it very hard, and maybe it is true, and this you can quote me on. 2-7, I'm supposed to blame solely on Bill Callahan leaving. It doesn't help. But it proves to me that if that's the biggest reason, and maybe it does, because there's going to be so many more things that come out here over the next month and a half if this thing continues to go sour, that if he were the biggest reason, then you were dealing with a paper tiger of a coaching staff as it is anyway. And I would be very sorely disappointed in Kevin Stefanski over the first 4 years of his tenure with the Cleveland Browns to then in year five lose Bill Callahan and all of a sudden forget how to manage people. I just simply want to refuse to believe that right now. If I have to believe that come December in Berea, I it would leave a very bad memory for me of the Kevin Stefanski era, because I do not believe he is out. I do not believe he's untouchable in this entire situation. I don't think there's any way you could. On November 5th, while a lot of people are like, oh, I can see Stefanski coming back, I don't know about Barry and I don't know about DeBodesta, I can see Stefanski coming back, I don't know how you can, on November 4th, think that this thing's not going to get any worse and that Kevin Stefanski can find himself very much in the crosshairs here.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
And
not a chance.
And potential wholesale changes.
Yes. Like, I don't want to call for Kevin to be fired. I don't want to call for any of them to be fired.
Think about it. If we're already talking about Bubba Ventrone.
You've got to recognize reality here.
If we're talking about offensive line coach, Bubba Ventrone, like, offensive coordinator, what's more likely to happen? I mean, what is more likely to happen? I know yesterday Stefanski said that there's no changes right now or anything. I mean, that's November 5th, November 4th, and we still have all these games left.
And if they make a change at general manager, okay, what are they going to do with the head coach? Are we going to just leave the head coach and try to put him into some forced arrangement with the new general manager?
No, it'd be a house
cleaning. Or if they move on from Andrew Berry, do they leave Paul DeBodesta in charge as the chief strategy officer, whatever that means in terms of his strategy? Does that mean that Kevin stays and that the general manager is just another, I guess, fall guy in this case? I know I mentioned it with Kevin yesterday. Maybe the general manager ends up being that guy. Like, still, like, if you move on, I feel if you move on from any of them, you move on from all of them. Because I can't imagine this season is going to turn and turn for the better when we're talking about trading guys who are names that people own their jerseys of in the stands before 4 o'clock today. This isn't going to get better soon. It's probably going to look worse before it has any chance to get better. Because all we're trading for today is ideas. That's it. You're not getting anything palpable in return that's going to make it better right now. And the ideas that we trade for, we don't trust the guy who's going to be able to execute those ideas.
No, I don't.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.